We see two moments, a moment of David's last opportunity in order to impart wisdom to his son Solomon, and Jesus imparting to the 12 before they leave for mission. It's interesting, just the bottom note there, we recognize that even while Jesus was alive, the apostles were anointing with oil for the healing of sickness. It's this, and in the letter of James, we get to the roots of the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. That's not really what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about is what do we do? What do we see being done? David has all of these things that he could say to Solomon, and he takes this moment to make sure that Solomon knows that which is most important, his relationship with God. David could have imparted to him many things about this is how you deal with the Amorites, this is how you deal with these other people, this is how you deal with the Egyptians, this is how you deal with this, this is how you deal with trade, this is how you fire someone, this is how you hire someone, this is how you deal with this, deal with that. He had 1,000 things he could have said to him, but he went for that which is most important. All that other stuff is worth nothing if you do not have your relationship with God first, your priority. In the gospel text, Jesus seemingly strips his apostles. He takes from them food, sack, and money. Second tunics, hand them all over. Nope, not where you're going. He impoverishes them of that which they could depend upon, but imparts to them that which they must depend upon. Two by two, he gave them authority. He imparted to them authority and power. It would be through this gift that they would be able to accomplish all that was asked of them, not their own means, not their humanity, but the anointing that he places upon them. So I ask you a question, my brothers and sisters, does God have a problem with your poverty, your inability, your weakness? Is he afraid of it? Seemingly from today's gospel, the answer is no. To come face to face with your inability, your powerlessness, your want, your need, none of these are an obstacle for God. And in fact, he makes the point that sometimes our wealth, our gifts, our talent becomes the obstacle for him to do and to bring about what he wants to do. So are you afraid of your poverty? Have we just decided that God is not? He's not scared of it, not afraid of it. It's not an obstacle to his love. So now we're asking ourselves the question, are we afraid of our poverty? Are we afraid of our need, our inability? I don't expect you just to give me a pious answer. I invite all of us to give ourselves an honest answer. My brothers and sisters, There is one thing I have learned after 13 and a half years of priesthood and 7 years of seminary formation and 6 years in the Navy. It is that if we give God our talent, whatever it is, the gift that we give to God is limited. It's as far as our talent can reach, as far as our talent can stretch. It can only accomplish what our talent can do. By all means, make a gift of your talent to God, that He might be glorified. But there is something more incredible, more awesome that He wants from each one of us. And that is our poverty. Because if I make the gift of my poverty to God because it is unlimited, then He, in His strength, in His power, in His anointing, can be made manifest. God can do so much more in my poverty than He can in my strengths. To understand that, it has taken me a very long time to be able to say that as clearly as I'm saying it to you today. And it may not make any sense, but it does. Think about the example of the martyrs today. We'll leave them out. St. Paul Miki and his companions. The ultimate gift that they make to God is their poverty, their ability to die, their inability to sustain their own life. Ultimately, the martyr, in this courageous gift of trust and of faith, ultimately makes the gift of their weakness, recognizing what God can do with such an incredible and awesome gift. So, my brothers and sisters, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid when you come up against your inability, your poverty, your weakness. It's not an obstacle to God. In His personal love for you, nor in what He desires to do in you, if you are humble enough and courageous enough to make a gift of it. The church is full of examples. Isn't it beautiful that that which we most fear, God can change and transform into the greatest gift that we have to offer to Him? Yet this is exactly what He desires to do in each and every one of us. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to offer to God your inability and your poverty. Amen.